What's in your hand? Nehemiah chapter number 4, beginning at verse number 1. What's in your hand? Sometimes in life, it seems like God is turning His back on us. Sometimes it seems the more you pray, the worse things get. Sometimes it seems like the nicer you are to people, the worse they try to take advantage of you. Sometimes it seems like every time you're trying to look out for somebody else, it ends up that you always get hurt. And so the truth told, sometimes you feel like you just want to stop looking out for people, stop helping people, stop blessing people, live in your own little world, and whatever happened to them, I don't care. But that's not the person that you are. You are created in the image of God, and because you're created in the image of God, you're bigger than all of that stuff. And so what you understand is that God has permission sometimes to take you through something because God is trying to take you to something. See, sometimes when God says, I'm going to take you somewhere, you have to understand before God will say, I'll take you somewhere, that God knows you and He knows how strong you are.
Yes, He does.
People think that you're just a pushover. People think that you're just a weak person. But God placed so much trust in you that God keeps calling your number time after time after time again. And you say, God, would you please leave me alone? And God is saying, but you equipped for this thing. And so you wonder why you keep going through something and people tell you, what did you do? And the truth of the matter is, you didn't do anything but try to live according to what God is calling you to do. You have to pay a price in order to live according to God. And so the price that you pay is that most of the time people will not understand you. Most of the time what you're trying to do, someone else will say to you, why don't you just go sit down? That's not necessary. And you'll even say it to yourself, why are you trying this? Why don't I just go sit down and just let whatever happen, just let it happen. But you keep on pushing in spite of, because it's something inside of you that God has placed inside of you, and God is pushing you to the next level. But in order for you to go to the next level, God quite often will bring you face to face with you.
Yeah,
I can deal with other people. That's just a little while. But when I come face to face with myself, and I can't run from me, I got to deal with the man in the mirror. And so when God brings you to the mirror, He wants us to understand that we're created in His image. But in order for Him to perfect us, not make us sinless, to perfect us, God has to take us through the dark times. And so God begins to take us through the dark times, and He begins to perfect us. And as we begin to go through, everybody that is around you, God somehow begins to peel those people away from you. And you wonder why you can't have any friends. Nothing is wrong with you. What's the problem is that you have too much anointing on you to be setting aside some foolishness. And so even though we all fall short, you understand God is taking you somewhere. And so when God begins to take you somewhere, it's not that people don't like you. They don't like the anointing that's upon your life. They don't like what you stand for. They don't like the fact that they can't knock you down and you stay down. They don't like the fact that you keep getting up. They don't like the fact that whatever goes on, somehow you always spring back up. You bounce back up, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And so they don't understand why they can't stop you. But you're a child of God. You can't be stopped. You can't be defeated. You can't be held back. Can't nobody touch you if you're a child of God, because you're created in the image of God. And God says, I'm going to give you dominion over everything, every situation, every circumstance, every bill, every hater, every naysayer, every doubt. God says, you have dominion over that thing. You already have the power. You have the power to overcome before it comes. Now here it is. Nehemiah finds himself in captivity. He's in captivity, And he begins to think about the good old days. He begins to think about what life used to be when he was in Jerusalem. And he goes to the king and he says, I want to go back to Jerusalem. I want to build the wall again. How many of you know that the good old days is today? See, the good old days is not yesterday. When you think about your yesterday, we have a tendency to remove the pains of yesterday. So it's really not good old days. We just think of the good stuff. But when I think about the goodness of God today, even my bad days, as long as I can breathe, as long as I can see, as long as I can feel, every day is a good day. I had some good days. Had some bad days. See, but somehow God always give us the strength to keep on climbing and climbing and climbing. And so when God gives you the strength to climb, everybody wants to stop you because they say, stay here with me. You got to be careful who's running in your circle. You got to be careful who's running in your circle. If you got a friend in your circle and your friend is not pushing you, not propelling you for greatness, that's not a friend. If you got a true friend, that true friend has a right and a responsibility to jack you up sometimes because they love you. They're not picking on you. They're a true friend. And you need to let that friend be a friend. And so when that friend becomes a true friend to you, that friend will always push you. Sometimes people will see in you what you don't see. Watch this. When Satan comes after you, he's not coming after you because you're a bomb.
All right now.
You get it?
All right.
So the only reason he's coming after you is because he has peeked into the future. And he sees where God is taking you. He understands he can't stop you, so he has to distract you. He can't stop you. I like in the book of Revelation where John says in the book of Revelation about Satan that when we come face to face with Satan and that we see him, we'll just look at him and say, and this is the man? Can you imagine someone as small as Tyler? You know Tyler, about that tall. Can you imagine spending your whole life being afraid of someone who is this tall? This small. And so God is saying, when we see Satan, we'll say, this is the one? This one that caused me to doubt the God that I now see? Is this the one that made me lose every blessing or delay every blessing in my? Is this the one? Is this the one? See, we have more fear of Satan than we do of God.
Lord have mercy.
All right.
Because God says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. And so we go out, we do everything. And then when Satan gets on our case, here we come back to God for his protection. But God is saying, but am I your parent? See, you got to be a child of God to get the protection of God. You got to walk with God on your good days for God to step in on your bad days. And so what Nehemiah figured out is that, listen, I know where I am. I'm in captivity. But the one thing we have to walk away knowing about Nehemiah is that he was a praying man.
Yes, Lord.
See, power is in prayer.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Because when you pray and you tell God what's on your heart, listen to this. You can only tell God what's on your heart when God pressed it into you. So when you pray, you pray in the word of God. And so God will always come through for you because your words being released brings back his will. Jesus came so that the will of God can be done. Not so desired. So that the will of God can be done. Whatever you desire and ask from God, that's not even enough. He wants you to do more than that. But you have to get in a place where you say, God, let your will be done. Understand that when his will is being done, it's going to press you. Everybody has a cross that they have to bear. Every Everybody has a cross. When Jesus went to the cross, he went through the Garden of Gethsemane. Yes. Gethsemane means oil press. In other words, sometimes in life, things will get so tight, it'll press out of you. All of you. God, why is it so tight? And he says, because I got to get you out of you. I got to get you out of the way. And when God removes you and your ego and your little self-centered self and your little what you think of you, when God can strip all that stuff down, then he says, now I can pour inside of you. See, when God begins to pour inside of you, you have to understand that when he pours in you, he can put new wine, new spirit in a whole ugly body. So that's why he says you got to be born again. And so he begins to press. And so he allows to be born again. And so when we become born again, God in essence is saying, now I got to take you and I got to strip you, make you like a little child, humble you, and then build you back up. You ever notice when you begin to go through something and you know you didn't do anything wrong, most of the time God will let everybody see your business?
Yes.
And you say, God, it's hard enough for me to go through this. Why everybody got to see? But watch grace. You know, when you really do something and you at fault, most of the time, won't God cover you? And the stuff that people think that they know about you, the stuff that you're going through, you sitting there saying, oh Lord, I'm glad that's all they know, because I know it. He'll cover you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For his glory. Nehemiah says, we're going to go and we're going to build a wall. Nehemiah started building a wall. When Nehemiah started building a wall, the first thing that happened is some haters came against him in chapter number 4, verse number 1. The first thing that happened.
Yes, Lord.
The first thing when you get ready to get your life on track. Look out, naysayers, haters, doubters. The first thing is going to happen. You'll always have resistance. Listen, if you're doing something in your life and there's nobody to resist you and everything just smooth sailing, you need to know that you're on the wrong road. Because if you don't have any oppositions, if you don't have any resistance, if you don't have somebody talking about you, it's because you ain't about nothing.
Right.
So as long as they're talking about you, you know you got game, because you still got it going on. People don't talk about nothing. People don't talk about nobody. So as long as they're talking about you, you need to understand there's something about you that they want. So let them keep talking, but you don't believe what they say, because you know who you are. So the first thing that happened is that the naysayers come. Listen, when naysayers come in your life, you have to understand that naysayers are sending you a signal that God is getting ready to bless you. They're sending you a signal. Now, when they come, they're coming to obstruct you. Obstructionists. In other words, they're coming to take your attention, your focus, away from what God has called you to do. And so when you begin to tell people what God told you, and they say, well, you can't do that, so you might as well settle for this, and you might as well settle for that. Listen, if God told you to settle, then you settle. If God did not tell you to settle, you keep doing what God told you to do. See, it's something about your daddy. God liked to do the crazy, impossible stuff. When God looks at you and God says, I know that you're not able to do it, but I told you to do it, and because I called you, remember, I'm going to clear the way. And so when you begin to move every step, you take God, take two steps, and every time somebody comes, God says, no, 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 I got a hedge of protection around you. Satan has to come, and Satan comes.
Yes.
He knocks and he gets permission from God. And he says, God, I bet if you remove that hedge of protection, I bet they'll doubt you then. And say, God, let me see if they really love you or they just worshiping you just because you're good to them. You're blessing them. And God says, go ahead. You can have Charles here. Now you can do everything but ABC. So go ahead. So here comes Satan. He comes in Charles' life. And when he comes in Charles' life, Charles is going through hell on earth. But he still finds the strength to raise his hands. Even when he can't raise his hand, he finds the weakness through grace to fall on bending knees. And see, when you're going through something, if you keep giving God praise, God keep propelling you through. If you give God praise in the midst of going through something, you may not see what's going to happen tomorrow. You may not know how you're going to eat tomorrow, pay for the bills, or take care of the family. But somehow God says, I'm going to supply all of your needs. There are people that come in your life, and they come to obstruct things, obstructionists.
Yes.
Now, these people, when they come, they know they can't stop you, so they try to get you to focus on something somewhere else. See what I'm saying? See, they know how bad you are, and they know they can't beat you, so they set up traps, and they'll go get their friends and tell lies on you and go get their cousins and do all this kind of stuff, because they know one-on-one you'll wear them out. What they don't know is 1 on 1,000, as long as you pray, you still will wear them out. They just want to change your focus, and they just want you to focus on something else other than what God has already shown you. Now, you have to be careful when God shows you something, because when God shows you something, most of the time it won't even make sense to you. You show me what, God? You want me to do what? God, now I know that you are omniscient. I know you have total knowledge of everything. But I feel the need to tell you that what you're telling me to do, my bank account is not agreeing with that right now. I just need for you to understand that. I need for you to understand, God, I'm too old for that. My best days is all behind me. God will tell you some stuff and you won't even believe it. But in order to please God, you can only please Him through faith. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence, proof. It ain't there. If you can see it, it's not faith.
Yes, sir.
If you can see it, it's not faith.
Yeah.
And so what Satan does is he'll send you some stuff. And what he'll send you is some stuff that looks real. He'll send you some stuff to always imitate what God has already shown you. Remember, He is not omniscient. He doesn't have total knowledge. So when you begin to speak it and act on it, He then shows you something to make you lose your focus. And so He'll give you a pay raise so that you never come to church. He'll give you a new car so you'll never have the tithes. He'll send you some stuff that looks good, but it's to keep you in bondage. And so if you're not thinking and praying about it, you'll say, this can only be God. And Satan's sitting in the corner and saying, you defeating yourself. Because he has caused you to change the focus. So the moment that Nehemiah said, I'm going to build the wall, everybody wanted to obstruct his vision. So they wanted him to look at something else. Now, they then start laughing at him and say, even if a fox go up on that wall, it'll fall. So they move from obstruction to destruction. In other words, they want to scandalize your name. They want to degrade you. They want to talk about you. And the worst thing about that, you know, somebody told a lie. Somebody said, sticks and stones may, what they say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. That's the biggest lie I ever heard. I don't know about you, but some people have said some stuff about me, and I pray and I still can't shake it. I don't know about you, but there's some stuff that I've gone through in life where somebody has said something and I know that they were wrong, but I still every day was thinking about it. And so words do hurt. So what they do is that they come to him and they tell him, you know what? That old wall that you're building, it's not about anything. You ever been doing something and you know that God was leading you, and then here come an old naysayer, they telling you, well, you know, just because you got that new car, you know you won't be able to pay for it. I'll have to pay for it. But my God, He's going to supply it. all of my needs. See, but they'll always come to you and tell you what you can't do. I thank God that if I abide in him, he abide in me. I may not be able to do it, but he can do it through me. I thank God that as long as God is on my side, I don't care who's against me. I know that I'm more than a conqueror. I thank God that in spite of what I'm going through, if I put my little hand in God's unchanging hand, he's a rock. I thank God that I can connect in him. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. I thank God even when it's dark, he is my light. I thank God when people are lying, I know that he's the truth. I thank God that I can hold on to him. They say even if a little fox come up, the fox will knock the wall down. And if you're not careful, you'll begin to believe that the fox will knock the wall down. But if God told you to build it, if God told you to build it, and God, Jesus Christ himself, is the cornerstone, you better believe. I don't care if it's wind. I don't care what it is. Can't nobody defeat it. Can't nobody knock it down. See, because if your foundation is on that rock called Jesus Christ, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Every other house may fall, but your house don't stand. Everybody else may get laid off and can't pay their bills, but you somehow, yours gonna get paid. I don't care what's going on in the economy, somehow God's going to take care of you. I may not have as much as the next person has, but he's meeting my need. That's why I'm in my prayer. I said, give us this day our daily bread. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Just give me my daily bread. You know the bills that are due today? Just take care of that. I deal with tomorrow when I can, if I can. If I can't, you got something better for me. So he begins to build. And as he begins to build, all of a sudden the wall comes up. There are some people that is obstructionist, some that are destructionist, and Nehemiah is a constructionist. There's some people that can build some stuff. See, you're trying to figure out, well, how was Paulette able to do that? Because I tried that and that didn't work. Because that wasn't your blessing.
That's right.
See, that's why you have to be careful. Stop looking at other folk and how well God is blessing them and how God is blessing them. If God blessed them with apples, you better believe that some grapes somewhere got your name on it. You just keep on pushing forward. Just keep on pushing forward. I don't have to be jealous. I just keep pushing forward. If we sitting in the same place, getting the same word, serving the same God, I see you getting your breakthrough, I must be next in line. So I need to rejoice with you. I need to praise God with you, because somewhere my blessing is coming through. I don't care what's going on. And even when Satan comes, you know, the Bible says that Satan is like a roaring lion. I like that, because he didn't say he is a roaring lion. He said he likes that. You met some folks in your life, they're always talking big and bad, but really, it's nothing to them. And see, that's what Satan is, always trying to scare somebody. Always wants you to take your focus off God. But if you keep focusing on God, if you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, he says all else will be added unto thee. What you worried about a bill tomorrow for?
All right.
What you worried about it for?
Have mercy, Jesus.
It's not yours. It belongs to the Lord. You don't even belong to you. Look back at your life. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Look at where you are now. I guarantee you that most of us in here is doing better than we were doing before. In spite of the unemployment rate, in spite of the bumps and bruises that we have in life, thank God I'm still doing all right. Look at you now. Eating well, swelling up. Yeah, you're doing good. God is blessing you. Yeah, God is blessing you. Look at you now. Some of you, I remember some of you when you came to Life Changing, your car wouldn't start, had to jump it off in the parking lot. Look how you ride now. Oh, God is blessing you. Look at you. Laid down last night, the heat came on, woke up this morning, power came on. God is blessing you. It ain't always been like that. You remember every now and then, the lights got turned off. Look at you. God is blessing you. And even if you're here tonight and you got one or two little problems, and we magnify stuff, make little issues, big problems. Who they turn my table off? So what? Read them up. You don't need no table. Table don't tell you what's going on after it happens. Read the book. He'll tell you what. what's going to happen. He don't even tell you who holds your tomorrow. Read the book. You got some problems you lost in life? Read the book. Go get them now. Show me how. Order my step. Walk me through this situation. You got some haters around you? You don't know how to get rid of them? Read the book. He'll tell you. Put the word on them. Read the book. You don't need no cable. Or talk to somebody. 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Don't nobody want you to call. Cell phone get turned off. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up. Tell him what you want. I dare you to try. Have you ever woke up 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning? You woke up and some stuff is on your heart. You begin to cry and you can't call nobody. And you understand one thing. God says, I never sleep, never slumber. So God, I can't talk to my best friend, but I sure can talk to you. I thank God. Can't nobody stop me from calling you up. I thank God you never do business for me. I thank God that I can call you up. And every time I call you up, Lord, you somehow have a prescription for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he began to build a wall.
Oh, yeah.
And as he began to build a wall, all of his haters came. But understand this in closing. Before he began to build the wall,
all right now,
he was already in a place of victory.
Yeah.
He had already defeated his enemies before he started.
All right.
Listen to verse number 6. It says, just listen. So built we the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Uh-huh.
He says, so built we the wall. In other words, some stuff came against us, but we built that wall. We built that wall. And all the walls were joined together. When all of God's children
get together.
Oh, what a time.
What a time.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
What a time.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
See, there's power in coming together.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, you remember in the book of Genesis, the people were building a tower of Babel?
Oh, yes.
And God looked down and says, now, they put their mind to it.
Yes.
They can do it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So he had to confuse the language to stop man from doing it.
Uh-huh.
But notice he had already empowered man, gave man dominion. And so God says, I empowered them to do it, so can't nobody stop them but me.
Yes. Yes.
Can't nobody stop you.
Yes.
Can't nobody stop you. When you come together,
yes, Lord,
and we stop bickering about stuff,
yes,
stop arguing and fussing about stupid stuff,
yes, Jesus,
crazy stuff,
yes,
that don't make any sense. Stop being punks in the kingdom of God. Every time something happens, you fold your tails and you want to run. Wherever you go, that's where you are. So you're going to spend the rest of your life just running. Be a man. Be a woman. Stop sometimes and say, Satan, I'm going to stand right here and I'm going to fight. You might want to put up a duke. I'm not running anywhere. I'm not giving up anything. You might as well come on and fight, because I'm going to stand my ground. Don't it just kill you, big strong folks in the kingdom of God?
Yes, Lord.
And then every time you look around,
I'm whining about something.
Doesn't it kill you?
Yes, Lord.
Want to pray for you, want to lay hands on you, want to minister to you, want to do all these things for you. And then a little storm comes. There you go. There you go.
Lord.
See, it's easy to talk. It's something else to go through something.
Yes.
People have some wonderful advice for you.
Yes.
Until the storm hits on their door.
Yes.
You know that good advice you were giving me? Tell it to yourself. See, we got to learn to stand on the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
We got to learn to stand.
Lord, have mercy.
When you come and you give your life to God, some stuff gonna happen.
Yes, yes.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But when things happen in your life and you feel like, if I had this, if I knew this, if I had a degree, if I had another job, if I was married, if I was single, if I had children, if I didn't have children, if I was taller, if I was shorter, if I was bigger, if I was all this stuff, if. And God says, but what do you have in your hand?
Right now.
What do you have in your hand? See, the ruins. The walls was torn down.
Uh-huh.
And when everything was torn down, Nehemiah started with what God left him with.
Uh-huh.
You want to get to the next place in your life? Start with what's in your hand right now. You don't need to borrow nothing from somebody. You don't need nobody to give you nothing. You don't need to be tricked out in order to sell yourself. You understand what I'm saying? I'm being real. What's in your hand? What's in your hand? God's going to bless you with what's in your hand.
Yes, Lord.
It's enough. It's enough.
Yes.
That which is not in your hands, he says, if you take your hand,
uh-huh,
put your hands in my hand,
yes,
he says, I'll grace you the rest.
Yes.
I'll grace you. I'll give you the rest.
Yes, Lord.
But you have to take one step of faith.
Yes, Lord.
That's all he's calling us to do.
Yes, Lord.
Is to take one step of faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at what's in your hand.
Thank you.
It's enough.
Jesus.
It's enough.
Thank you, Lord.
May not look like the next person.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's enough.
Uh-huh.
His grace is sufficient.
Thank you, Lord.
His grace is sufficient.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on and stand with me tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I want you to think tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
About what you used to have.
Thank you, Lord.
And think about the things that you've gone through in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you've lost some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody walked out, half of the income gone. You was almost at graduation.
Yes, Lord.
You got pregnant and you never was able to go back to school. You was almost there. Everything was going well, but then something happened, and it seems like it set you back, and you lost something. I want to tell you tonight that you haven't lost not one thing. Not one thing. Not one thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
It doesn't take a degree. It doesn't take a new job. All it takes is the grace of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
In the grace of God is the favor of God. Stop trying to do it yourself. I dare you to let go. Let go. But I got to hold on to what I have. And God is saying, no, just let go.
Let go.
Trust me. Trust me. I created you. And there's something broken in your life. He says, I know how to fix you.
Yeah.
And that which you think is broken in your life is really the thing that is pushing you into your destiny.
Yeah.
He got you.
Yes, Lord.
Father God in heaven, we thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together to put you in the grace.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord, and we thank you for loving us tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
To that person, Lord, that stands here tonight, Lord, and their heart is hurting.
Thank you, Lord.
Be a healer, Lord.
Yes, yes.
To that person, Lord, that is here tonight and worried about a child. Be a provider, Lord.
Yes, Jesus, Lord.
That person that is here tonight, Lord, and they're worried about their bills, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
God, supply their needs.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
That person that is facing a giant in their life, Lord. Be a giant killer tonight, Lord.
Yes, Jesus, Lord.
God, that person that is asking you to do what seems to be the impossible, show yourself mighty.
In the name of Jesus.
Show yourself. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Father God, we just worship you tonight. We just worship you tonight. We just thank you tonight. We just give you praise tonight. We just worship you tonight. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. God, we just call upon your name. Jesus. Jesus. out in Jesus. Destroy the yoke, Jesus. Set us free, Jesus. Turn it around, Jesus. Open the door, Jesus. Close the door, Jesus. Meet the need, Jesus. Be a healer, Jesus. Make ways out of no way, Jesus. Restore, Jesus. Provide, Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. God, we give you praise tonight. We worship you tonight, Lord. We give you praise. Father God, we pray for the families, Lord, that was touched by the storm. We pray tonight, Lord, that you'll be a deliverer. You'll restore their lives. Father God, we pray for those, Lord, that lost loved ones, Lord, that you'll be a comforter, Lord. Father God, we pray tonight, Lord, that everything, Lord, that was touched, Lord, that you rebuild it, restore it in the name of Jesus. God, in this last day, Lord, let us see you in everything. Let us understand that every storm that comes is going to be worse than the storm before. Jesus, you are soon to return, Lord. Let us see you in the signs,